Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about something. I mean, it's a lot of different ways you can look at it, but I think we're going to call it cast the spirit of poverty out of your life. I was doing some research on the energy of poverty, and I came across a blog article that was written from the Christian perspective. And it gave quite a bit of biblical references, but ultimately it phrased it as if the spirit of poverty was an energy and a demon, if you will. Let's go there. And to cast it out. So whether you want to actually think of it as an entity, you can, or you can just think of it as an energetic force. But cast the spirit of poverty out of your life. So number one, the way we do this is you got to tell yourself over and over and over again that God wants you to prosper. I know in some spiritual communities and spiritual speak, religious speak, there's this notion of that we need to be poor. But that's a myth. God wants you to prosper. One more time. God wants you to prosper. And you have to lock into that it's God's will for you to prosper. And then from there, you have to understand how the spirit, the demon, the energy of poverty works in your life. It uses your emotions to make you feel poor. Feel poor. So the primary emotions are, and I went to spirit on this, of course, guilt and shame, resenting, fear, worry, and then envy. And there are a lot of definitions out there of envy, but I found one. It was Wikipedia, I think, their definition of envy, I thought was the one that was most spot on. Envy, meaning, I didn't write it in my notes, but we'll just start with what comes up when you do a Google search. To envy is to feel resentful and unhappy because someone else possesses or has achieved what one wishes oneself to possess or to have achieved. And then the Wikipedia, I thought this one was the best of them. And yes, envy is one of the seven deadly sins, but envy is an emotion which occurs when a person lacks another's quality, skill, achievement, or possession and wishes that the other lacked it. That, I think, is the true essence of envy. Is it's not just that you're coveting what someone else has, but you don't want them to have it. and you wish that they didn't, right? Oh my God, how evil is that, right? Envy is an emotion which occurs when a person lacks another person's quality, skill, achievement, or possession and wishes that the other lacked it. So you see something in somebody else. Maybe they have a lot of money. And it's not just that you wish you had a lot of money. And it's not just that you're jealous of them having a lot of money. Often people, and often in religious speak, they use jealousy and envy interchangeably. But no, envy has its own very specific definition. And instead of just being like, huh, isn't that interesting? They have something that I want. You actually don't want them to have it. And that is how the spirit of poverty works in our life, right? So it works with the emotions. So again, those emotions, guilt, shame, resenting, fear, worry, envy. There are probably a lot of others in there, but those are the primary emotions. And then if you want to cast the energy of poverty out of your life, and again, the energy of poverty can, you know, can visit even someone with means, right? Like someone who, you know, appears to be very wealthy, right? So to cast it out, you have to be mindful of anything that feels like lack or not enough. That's where it enters. And it, you know, I was in meditation about this, and I was thinking about even in my own life, there's a very specific way in which I'll go into visioning, and then I'll come out of the vision and I'll feel like, ah, this isn't a match. The life I'm living right now isn't a match to my vision, right? And it, you know, it can sometimes make me feel pretty like terrible, I guess, for a second or two. And that is the moment when it enters my life, right? It's like I open the door to that lack and not enoughness. And that's when the energy, the spirit of the demon of poverty enters. And it's going to be different for every person, but I promise you, if you go to spirit and open yourself up to know when you're allowing this energy to enter your life, you'll get more cued in as to how to deal with it. Because in that, and knowing like, oh, that's when it happens, right? That's when it enters. Then I was able to ask for some guidance as to how to not have that experience when I come out of a vision. Okay, let's keep going. And when I talk about visioning in this sense, visioning in my own life, it's, you know, psychic visions for others. That's, no, that doesn't occur. Of course not. Okay. So you know when it enters, and if you go to spirit and meditation, you'll figure out or get a sense of when it enters your life the most. It's, and specifically, it's anytime when you're feeling lack, not enough, scarcity. Okay, so then the next step is you got to forgive yourself for all your struggles and mistakes, right? Because if it's really difficult to feel strong enough to cast out an energy and believe it's going to stay gone, if you're, you know, if you're feeling shitty about yourself. So forgiveness. So forgive yourself for all your struggles and mistakes. And then you got to cast it out. And if you command the spirit of poverty to leave, it must leave. You also need to command that it never returns. Now, my spirit guides are showing me that the spirit of poverty has legions. So you might cast one out and then another will come back in. So, but if you root into forgiveness, if you turn away from lack and not enoughness, and you really start to be with, process, and clear these lower emotions, the guilt, the shame, the resentment, fear, worry. It's not that you can't feel them. It's when we stay in them. I keep saying this to you. It's when you stay in it. And I do believe, this is the first time I've ever said this because it's flashing right now. I do believe that there always comes a moment when we're in any of these emotions where we do get a glimpse of a choice, right? Because oftentimes maybe if we're feeling guilt or shame, it happens on us. It's like a wave, right? But even in that wave, there's a choice presented to you whether you can go with the wave. I'm not telling you to stuff it down. You know, oftentimes we do need to let it move through us, but it's when you let it stick around or you stuff it down or you ignore it or you go and you do some funky behavior as a result of these lower feelings. And that is how the spirit of poverty can hang out in your life. This is wild, huh? Okay, so you command it to leave and never return. And then here's some affirmations to help you with this. I am now safe and protected from the spirit of poverty. Spirit, watch over and protect me and keep my finances safe from poverty. And you got to know yourself. You got to know what it looks like when you enter into a state of lack. What thoughts are you thinking, right? That, and ultimately, when you go into a state of lack, it'll probably lead you to one of these emotions. So, and not enoughness, right? Because again, that's where it enters. It starts talking to you, and then you start feeling all these feelings, and it sucks, right? So do your best to keep yourself out of these energies. Here's the next layer of this, and I've been saying this all year. This has been my big message, is that so often going into this space of lack or embodying these feelings, it becomes habitual. It's like, oh, I think of this bill I have to pay and I feel nervous, or I'm with a bunch of people and they're talking about their earnings and I feel shame about my own, or you are watching some financial person on YouTube and they're talking about savings or even investing. Maybe you have savings, but you're not investing and you really want to be investing. And all of a sudden you feel sick to your stomach and insecure and shame. Know that pattern. Know that about yourself. And observe it, right? So when you start to feel those things, observe it, be with it, and then let it move through you. Because if you let it move through you, the spirit of poverty can't stick around. It's when you stay with it and you beat yourself up, or you've been judging yourself for years because you didn't invest in your 20s and now you're in your 50s and you keep hearing all these gurus talk about compound interest and now you feel terrible about yourself. That is when the spirit of poverty snakes its way into your life and it makes it really difficult to make any good decisions. So I think, like I said, I think a lot of this is habitual. You've just been doing it that way and you almost don't even know another place to go. So you need to practice. You need to practice going into a new feeling around that. So my spirit guides are saying, give an example. How, okay, what would I do? All right, so, say you're feeling squirrely about paying. You're going out with friends and, it's time to pick up the tab and, you don't want to pick up the whole tab. You'd rather just pay your share. Let's do it that way. And so now you feel like, oh no, now I have to pick up the tab because so-and-so picked up the tab last time. Here we go. So I would say in that moment, say, there's no reason for me to feel bad. I'd start with that. Take a deep breath. There's no reason for me to feel bad. Right? I can only do what I can do. And in this moment, I feel most comfortable doing this. Now, even if you do suddenly feel like you need to pick up the tab, and you do, you would leave that place or wherever you're going next and in a quiet moment say, huh, I did that. Well, I did that by choice. And maybe I would have rather made a different choice, but I'm okay. I'm okay. And yes, now I'm feeling nervous because what if I can't cover my expenses for the month because of this, right? And then you just tell yourself, well, of course I can. I'll figure it out. Everything will be okay. This is not going to make or break. So from that vantage point, now the spirit of poverty can't enter your experience. Now, if you go into, say you guys are going somewhere else, you're going to go to a bar, you've just picked up the tab and you're thinking, oh my God, is this, am I going to be able to make this? And what if this happens? And oh, should I just go home now? And I am so resentful. Why do I always have to do it this way? And why can't my friends just, everybody's play their own way? And if you could go into that. Now the spirit of poverty is hanging out with you, right? But if you can just be kind, which is the opposite of the spirit of poverty, if you can just be kind and compassionate with yourself, even as you're feeling those feelings, that thought in motion in your body, that emotion, as you, it'll move through you. And then the spirit of poverty has nothing to link on to and hang out with you. And then you can make a different choice, because you might wake up the next morning and be like, you know, I was supposed to go do this thing, but I just spent money on this. It all balances out. I'm fine with staying home today, right? You'll have a solution, right? But the spirit of poverty can cloud your judgment and keep you doing the same thing over and over again. So let's repeat. God wants you to prosper. You have to lock into that. The spirit of poverty uses your emotions to trap you. Be mindful of anything that feels like lack or not enough. That's where it enters when you go into that space. You got to forgive yourself for your struggles and your mistakes. Then you're going to cast it out, command it to leave and never return. And then you have some affirmations. I'm now safe and protected from the spirit of poverty. Spirit, watch over and protect me. Keep me safe. Keep my finances safe from the spirit of poverty. What do you think about that? I think it's good. I like it. I like looking at poverty as a spirit. Because you always have command, even though it doesn't often feel that way. We as human beings, we always have command over lower energy spirits. And this is probably one of the lowest. But it talks to us and bees with us and twists us around so it feels bigger than us, but it's not. So you have dominion over this energy, and you can cast it out at any moment in time. All right, I'm Amy. With Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Did you see? You didn't even, we usually think like to cast an energy out of our lives that we have to go and do and become something completely different than what we are. You know, often people think, oh, I need to win the lottery or I need a bigger job. But really, it just starts with this. And then you can hear your intuition. You can see doorways of opportunity if that's the desire of your heart. And you can financially live the life you want to live. All right. I know we're talking a lot about money. It's been on my heart. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you were looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. I'm an intuitive. I'm a coach. We have conversations. I'm reading energy. I help you get on the path to feeling good. Help you raise your frequency. I help you think things through, talk things through, move energy through you so that you can be the best version of yourself. And I've got loads of wisdom and support and practices and my intuition and my psychic abilities to assist you in achieving the desire of your heart. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Please like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you listen on, because it helps. It helps the algorithm. It helps you find these shows in the future. So please, please take the time. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.